Happy living, good people. This is Jonathan Davis back with Leading with Love. I'm happy to announce that I am here with three of my favorite people in the whole wide world. I mentioned in an earlier podcast that, you know, I am an uncle, which is probably my favorite role, my favorite space in this world. And so I have three of my nephews here to join me today to talk about leading with love. Let's introduce them to you. Hey, what's your name, sir?
Taeyeon.
Hey, Taeyeon. How old are you?
10.
You're 10?
Yes, sir.
When did you turn 10?
June 5th, 2008.
Oh, so you're a new 10, right?
Yes, sir.
Yay. Good. Hey, you.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
Great. What is your name?
Tessman Offer.
Hey, Tessman. How old are you?
12.
And somebody just turned 12. You excited about being 12?
Yes, sir.
Good. And one more. Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
Introduce yourself.
My name is Taylor.
Taylor, how old are you?
12,
going to
turn 13
in
3 days.
You're about to turn 13 in 3 days. Wow. So I have two birthday gifts I need to give this week. I gave you your birthday gift already, right, Taeyeon? Yeah. Cool. Great. Well, thanks for being here. And stay tuned for a conversation about leading with love with my three nephews, three of my favorite people in the world. I have seven nieces and nephews in total, and they make me the best person I could possibly be. So guys, let me tell you a little bit about Leading with Love. So what we do on this podcast, we talk about how do you love people very well. And I say that you love people very well by always being loving. And that even when you meet people for the first time, you know, you be loving toward those people. I decided to do this podcast because of Tessman. So Tessman, about 6 months ago, sent me a text. And in your text, you said that you wanted to start a YouTube video so that you could talk about ways to help people. And so that inspired me to, you know, to talk about ways that people can, you know, help self and how to help each other, primarily through love, because I think love is such a powerful reality. And so that's what we're here to talk about. Y'all ready to talk about loving people well?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Y'all don't have to call me sir. What do y'all call me?
Uncle Boo.
Uncle Boo. Call me Uncle Boo. It's okay to say Uncle Boo.
I call you Uncle Jonathan.
Yeah, on field trips, you call me Uncle Jonathan, but you can call me Uncle Boo here. It's cool. For people who don't know, my family nickname is Boo, and so the sweetest words I've ever heard were Uncle Boo by my niece and nephews, and so you all can call me that. So, Tessman, are there any people that you love on Earth?
Yes.
Taeyeon, you have people that you love on Earth?
Yes.
What about you,
yes.
Taylor? Yeah. And so love is something that we all do and we all experience. How does it make you feel to love people?
Happy, good.
Happy, good.
Happy, fun.
It's fun?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Positive.
Positive, yeah, yeah. You know, fun is an interesting, you know, word to use for, you know, loving folks. But it can be fun loving people.
Yeah, because some people, like, you have fun with, you like, you love them very much. And, you know, there's the people that you go to that have fun with, and, you know, they... You can trust.
Yeah. So how does it feel when people love you?
Good.
Grateful.
Good. Grateful? Interesting word. Interesting word. So you feel good when you know that somebody loves you, Tessman?
Yes, good and blessed.
Good and blessed?
Yeah.
You know, so would you like to feel like that all the time?
Yes.
Right? I think we all do.
There's a lot of people out here that, like, who don't get loved a lot.
Yeah, right. So a lot of people don't get loved a lot.
So we're blessed to get loved a lot. So
we're blessed to get loved. And so I believe that, you know, love is a gift from God, right? Mm-hmm. And God is, you know, the person who bless us and bless us well. So to me, love comes from God. Do y'all agree?
Yes.
Great. So guys, I'm sitting here thinking about leading with love. And, you know, y'all are three brothers and three young brothers. And, you know, I never had brothers growing up. I had two younger sisters, three younger sisters. But, you know, we got into it a whole lot. And you know, sometimes they mess with me and I mess with them back. Do y'all mess with each other a lot? Or sometimes?
Sometimes.
Y'all mess with each other all the time?
Yes.
So how does it feel, number one, to first have a brother?
Feel good.
Good.
Yeah, you have someone to have your back.
So you have someone to have your back by having a brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you, Tashman?
Good and blessed.
Good and blessed. You're going to stick with good and blessed throughout the podcast. So one of the things we talk about is, you know, how do you, again, lead with love? And for you all, I wonder, Tyon, being a brother, how do you make sure you love Tasman well?
Don't fight him.
Don't fight him? What else?
Be nice to him.
Be nice to him. Mm. You want to help him out, Taylor?
Yeah. Like, be like,
Have his back
a lot, you know.
Have his back. Yeah. You know.
Make sure he stay out of trouble.
Make sure he stay out of trouble. So a few times y'all said had each other's back. And so it sounds like love is about having each other's back.
Mm-mm.
No?
It's not about that.
Okay, what is it about?
It's about like being positive to each other, you know. You know, if people like start messing with you and stuff. I feel weird now.
You feel weird now?
I'm nervous.
Well, you know, just act like you're talking to us. Nobody hears us but us.
Well, like, love, like, to us, brothers and stuff. You know, we love each other. We make sure, like, if this person get in trouble, we got to make sure that he, like, stays on point, you know. Like,
stay out of trouble.
Stay out of trouble. You know, we talk to him like a friend, you know, we're, like, best friends.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, we best forget, like, everything that like, he go through, we go through the same thing.
Oh, wow. So I picked out two things. First, love is about, you know, looking out for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then the second one is about making sure, you said, Taylor, to make sure the person's still on point, that make sure the other person's doing good.
We all make sure each other stay on point. You know, we all make sure each other stay out of trouble and stuff.
Got you. So it seems like love calls you to want the other person to be good and do good.
To succeed.
But in order for that to happen, you have to be good towards them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Good. So I was thrilled to have my nephews be a part of this segment of Leading with Love. Interesting to hear children's perspective on the world, and particularly love, which I think is the most powerful reality, the truest reality that we know. So my nephew Taylin said that loving is fun, and I wonder if somehow in our adulthood, in our maturation process, that we forget that loving is enjoyable. And so maybe as we continue this discussion on leading with love in this particular episode, that we focus on the excitement and the enjoyment of love, and maybe that we should lead with love by creating enjoyment and excitement with each other as we love each other well. So my question is, when is the last time you made a relationship enjoyable? Intentionally enjoyable. Oftentimes we think about love within the context of relationships, particularly romantic relationships, the struggle to adapt and the struggle to become one. But it seems like we've lost our way in that we don't make it fun. And so as I I ask you this question. How do you make your relationship fun, your romantic relationship fun, or just a relationship with your brother, your mother, your sister? How do you make it fun? I'm thinking through, how do I make my relationships fun? I do see opportunities in which I can be more than just transactional, that I can be more than just struggling to adapt and struggling to be patient and struggling to be respectful, that I can bring fun as an intentional element so that I can enjoy, the other person can enjoy our time together, our time with each other. So I'm grateful that, you know, I had my nephews on to take me back to childhood where, you know, people became friends because we had fun with each other. And I wonder if, you know, I should make that a reality in my relationships now. That today I choose to make my relationships fun. And by making them fun, I choose to lead with love in those relationships. So thanks for joining this mini podcast on Leading with Love. Started with my nephews, ended with me discussing making relationships fun and leading with love by intentionally being fun in your relationships. Again, oftentimes as adults, we are so preoccupied with things that are not fun. But I think if we commit to fun, we may find a different lens and perspective on love that makes us feel good. And I think may cause change in us and each other and in our relationships. So as you enjoy this upcoming week, commit to being fun in your relationship with your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad, your cousins, your friends. And let's see where fun will take us this week as we love people. Enjoy your day, people. We'll be right back.